The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, recently, XL celebrated 35 years in business, but they were in the bad books with the British government earlier this week.
Well, what happened here, Paul, was that there was some of the data it got truncated and it was lost. But what they've done now is not only contacted all the people who were identified as having the disease, I mean, that was done in the first place, but they're now working through all the contacts as well.
Truncated data. It's not the first time spreadsheets have caused a bit of chaos. I'm joined by Simon Wilson, Head of Statistics at Trinity College Dublin. I think in this instance, Simon, they were using a much older version of Excel from 1987. And if they had have used the more up-to-date version, they could have coped with 16 times the number of cases. But these kinds of mistakes in the past have ended up costing a lot of money, haven't they?
They have indeed, yeah. So I think anyone who's used Excel will realise how easy it is to get yourself really mixed up and make a mistake. I guess the most costly example is the infamous London Whale incident, where JP Morgan lost several billion dollars.
That was through a trader, was it?
Yeah, so it was someone running a very complicated risk model through lots of different Excel worksheets. Very easy to make a mistake. Mistakes were made, and the result was this huge loss.
$6 billion. Yeah. Now, the London Olympics, they've had their little Excel difficulties.
Now, this one, I don't know if this is, you can entirely blame this on Excel. Someone typed 20,000 instead of 10,000 into the cell in Excel where they put the number of tickets that were available. So they oversold by 10,000 tickets.
Wow. yeah. Also in Britain, MI5.
Yeah, this is my favourite example. MI5 apparently were using a spreadsheet to store the list of phone numbers they wanted to tap. And they made some kind of formatting error in the spreadsheet. About 134 phone numbers were wrongly tapped. So completely innocent people ended up being tapped by MI5.
But presumably, many of them are innocent anyway. That's another story.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
For yourself, Head of Statistics, Trinity College, do you love or hate spreadsheets and Excel?
So I would say, like many people, I use Excel every day, and I probably get exasperated with it every day as well. I think the problem with it is it started off as an idea. You know, it's a spreadsheet. You have a table, you put numbers in, you do simple things to it. Over the years, people have just tried to do more and more things with it. Microsoft have sort of facilitated that by adding more features to it, and it's become this very large mess where it's very easy to make mistakes and very difficult to figure out if you've made a mistake and find where it is, even if you know you've made a mistake. Where did I make it?
You see, there's a lot of people who deal with this and they're listening to you there now and they're thinking, if the Head of Statistics in Trinity has problems with this, maybe they'll take comfort from that.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly, with my students, first of all, of course, the students often know more about Excel than I do, which is sort of slightly embarrassing, but I often set out wanting to do something and think, okay, Excel, perfect.
Do you use it for things outside of coursework?
I do, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what would you
use
it for?
Well, every paint I've coloured the walls of my house in, I have on a worksheet. I don't know, the list of people I invited to my wedding, that kind of thing is all in Excel.
You really do like the spreadsheets.
Yeah. But what I do find is with my students, I exploit the fact it's complicated. So I'll tell them to try and implement some method we're learning in Excel. And if they can do it, they must have really understood the method, because it's not the way you'd really want to go about doing that.
When we think about mathematics, and I've read, authors who've said, look, humans aren't really hardwired for mathematics. That's the reality. Mm. But some of the things are interesting. For example, in one book, somebody was talking about the difference between a million, a billion and a trillion. Mm. And they said that a million seconds from now is about 11 days and 14 hours away. A billion seconds from now is about 31 years away from now. And a trillion seconds is about 35,000 years from now. It would be the year 33,700.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
It's tricky, yeah, exactly. And in some ways, Excel is not helping us to understand those scales. Yeah.
But also in managing risk, and you mentioned about the JP Morgan guy and all of that, when it comes to managing risk, in NASA, when they looked at what had gone wrong with the Challenger, they said that, you know, NASA had said there was a risk of about one in 100,000 of it going wrong. But when they spoke to the engineers afterwards, they said, oh, no, every time it went up, in their minds, there was a chance of one in 50 or one in 300 of something going wrong.
So, I mean, that's, you know, that's an example of, I don't know where the spreadsheets were used for that. I hope they weren't. I hope they used something better than that. But it's certainly an example where, you know, people make assumptions and so on, and the answers are wrong by a huge amount. Yeah, and that can very easily happen.
Well, Simon Wilson, Head of Statistics at Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. You've excelled yourself, I'm tempted to say.